This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
With the Senate and perhaps not the House headed toward a longer-term budget deal, what's in it? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A sweeping longer-term deal on the federal budget with bipartisan support may be coming together. Plans are for a vote by the full Senate today, with a more uncertain House to follow soon, perhaps. The deal addresses a long list of spending items that have confounded Congress and the White House for months. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has some key details. Mitchell?
Well, the basic outline of the reported deal is Republicans would get a big hike in yearly military spending, $80 billion. Then the Democrats would get a slightly less big hike in domestic spending, $63 billion is what we're talking about. Then there's about $90 billion for relief from hurricanes and wildfires. Now, this package of goodies will be costly, adding hundreds of millions to the deficit, which is already swelling, of course, from the lower tax revenues coming in because of the new tax law. One more thing, on the domestic spending side, you'll see big dollar numbers for some things that we've been hearing support for from politicians on all sides of the aisle, but that they haven't actually managed until now to figure out how to fund. So that's fighting the opioid crisis, funding the Children's Health Insurance Program, and veterans hospitals.
All right. One piece of this, lifting the limit on borrowing by the federal government, is setting off alarms. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
Congress had to pass a budget bill to avoid a shutdown this week. It also had to lift the debt limit or risk running out of money next month. But lifting the debt limit is pretty unpopular.
So attaching it to a budget bill allows them to hide it behind another policy priority.
Romina Bacha is with the Heritage Foundation. Why hide it? Because the government is already more than $20 trillion in debt.
And this being an election year, it's unlikely that members of either party are going to want to reduce spending and begin controlling the debt.
This year, the government is already set to spend another trillion it doesn't have. Maya McGinnis heads up the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
The deficit and debt are at extremely high levels compared to where we normally are. The debt as a share of the economy is twice the historical average.
And with this new spending deal, McGinnis says the debt is on track to balloon even more. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
We're watching the markets, of course, here. Europe's down today. The 100-share index in London down 0.9%, down 1.1% in Germany. Dow and S&P futures are mixed. As Washington looks at borrowing a lot more, the bond market is down with the 10-year Treasury yield up at 2.83%. Japan's SoftBank is in talks to buy a third of Swiss Re. Swiss Re's name says it all. It's a reinsurance company, an insurance company for insurance companies based in Switzerland. SoftBank is a conglomerate where the name does not even begin to say it all. The deal could be worth more than $10 billion. Here's the BBC's Lisha Santarelli in Singapore.
SoftBank started out as a telecoms company and is now one of the world's biggest technology investors. And so its move into the insurance business took some people by surprise. So why insurance? Well, for first things, SoftBank has a lot of debt on its balance sheet, and the insurance business presents a source of steady cash flow. For example, U.S. billionaire Warren Buffett built his massive business empire starting out in insurance because it's seen as a stable business. And so with SoftBank, it will now have the avenue to have many of its hundreds of thousands of workers buy insurance policies from Swiss Re if they have a stake in the company. Investors seem to be very happy about the prospect of a deal because SoftBank shares closed more than 2% high in Tokyo, while in Frankfurt, Swiss Re shares jumped by about 7%.
That's the BBC's Lisha Santarelli. Now to rebuilding after disaster. Today to Montecito, along the Southern California coast, where 20 people died in mudslides last month. It's an upscale tourist spot where the suffering continues for people and small businesses. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Richie Ramirez had to close his Montecito barbershop for 2 weeks when fires forced evacuations in December, then two more when the mudslides hit a month later.
So we've been locked out of our shop, and it's just that we don't have no income. We have nothing. If I can't get into my shop and cut air, I can't make money.
The massive mudslide turned this enclave overlooking the ocean into a deadly debris field. It closed a major freeway and stole more days of work from hundreds employed by its upscale hotels, hip restaurants, and one-off boutiques, which all had to be evacuated.
When you got a town of 10,000 people and 90% of that town leaves, it's been bad. It's been a rough ride.
The disaster's already cost his business thousands. Since Richie couldn't access his store for weeks, he had to improvise. A Santa Barbara winery came to his aid and let his barbers set up a temporary shop in one of their tasting rooms.
They said, hey, just come here, cut hair, and don't worry about it. It's small business helping small business because they understand. Small business is what makes this town.
The pop-up is a good deal for the winery, too, drawing traffic while mudslide damage kept L.A. tourists away. Some of Richie's regulars made their way to his makeshift shop, but it also drew first-timers.
Just wanted to support the cause and needed a haircut.
The disaster shifted spending within the larger local economy. Montecito evacuees and aid workers filled hotels and restaurants in Santa Barbara. Mark Schneep of the California Economic Forecast says that's only going to pick up with construction.
Natural disasters, you know, as tragic as they can be, they actually are an economic stimulus to regions. That's what we're seeing now in Houston and in Florida. And you'll see that here now.
Insurance and FEMA money will pour into the area. While wealthy property owners may be fine, Bob Ludwick, president of the local business association, says some of the 100 or so mom-or-pop businesses here won't. They'll be without a customer base until evacuees return and damaged hotels reopen.
The boutique dress shop, for example. I'm not sure there's a lot of customers for a high-end evening gown today, tomorrow, and maybe not for a few months.
Many Montecito businesses have reopened, including Richie's barbershop, but most don't have business interruption insurance, so they're haggling with landlords or even taking donations to stay afloat.
There's so much devastation that's gone on to the town that it's going to be hard to get back to where we were.
As the area works to rebuild its structures, it's also trying to preserve the small businesses and atmosphere that make the community unique. In Montecito, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
And TD Ameritrade is trying to draw in the digerati, I won't use the term millennials. It's launching a system that lets users start the process of buying a stock using Twitter. There's also an algorithm that tweets market information. TD Ameritrade is still bound by the normal rule of what's called suitability, that risky investments can't be foisted on the unsophisticated. Ticker symbol SNAP is Snapchat. SNA is the stock of Snap-on Tools. Just saying. Nota bene. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.